G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
The world's population is becoming increasingly urbanized. By 2050, 68% of the world's population, or 6.6 billion people, will live in cities. Most of this growth will take place in cities in Asia, Africa, and Latin America. 65% of the 169 targets of the Sustainable Development Goals will not be achieved without the involvement of subnational governments, including cities. The Urban 20 is an engagement group that is part of the G20 Social. In 2024, Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo are leading an agenda focused on sustainable development, social inclusion, and access to finance for urban issues. One of the main objectives is to guarantee direct investment and access to public and private finance so that cities, especially in the Global South, can promote a just energy transition, adaptation, and improvement of urban infrastructure. This economic agenda includes reforming multilateral development banks, creating new financial instruments for cities, and guaranteeing tax systems that decentralize the implementation of public policies in cities. The 2024 EU20 cycle has a series of events scheduled, starting with the virtual EU20 Sherpas meeting in March, the SP Summit, a face-to-face meeting between May and June, and the Rio Summit, which precedes the G20 Heads of State Summit in November, are planned. The meetings are an opportunity for mayors and Sherpas to discuss global urban issues and contribute to the G20 agenda, as Lucas Padilha, International Relations Coordinator for Rio de Janeiro City Hall and Urban 20 Sherpa, points out.
Juntas, Rio e São Paulo formam uma das maiores metrópoles do mundo.
He says that together, Rio and Sao Paulo form one of the largest metropolises in the world, and together with 38 other cities from the G20 countries, they form the EU20. Padilha says it's a very unique engagement group because it brings local governments into debate with the financial and Sherpa tracks in search of a greater insertion of cities into the international financial system and into the needs of tackling climate change and overcoming inequalities and poverty. So, according to him, this year's EU20 will reverberate, it will locate the priorities of the Brazilian presence for the cities debate. The 2024 EU20 cycle under the Brazilian presidency of the G20 represents a commitment to the role of cities in building a fairer, more sustainable, and humane world.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.